Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you. Riyadu Salihin segment, we're coming to Hadith 233. That is our chapter. We continue in our chapter with regards to being compassionate to others. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال المسلم أخو المسلم لا يظلمه ولا يسلمه من كان في حاجة أخيه كان الله في حاجته ومن فرج عن مسلم كربة فرج الله عنه بها كربة من كرب يوم القيامة ومن ستر مسلما ستره الله يوم القيامة. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. He neither wrongs him nor hands him over to the enemy. Allah Azza wa Jal will fulfill the need of one who fulfills the need of his brother. So this comes at a time when we find that everyone is searching for their own rights to be fulfilled. Husband, he sees, I just want to see that my whatever is due upon me, it must be fulfilled. But we ask him then, what are you doing to fulfill the rights of your spouse, of your wife? Likewise, we pose the same question. The wife is striving and wants her rights to be fulfilled. That is what the whole complaint is about. But then we pose the same question, that what are you doing to fulfill the rights of your husband? Whereas if we have to just follow this year, that we strive to fulfill the rights of others, and then we ask Allah Azza wa Jal for that which is due upon us, then this world perhaps would be a better place. And if everyone is fulfilling the rights of others, which was this, you would find a beautiful quality that was found in the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. They would be on their deathbeds, few seconds, few minutes before you're going to pass away. And you know, when you slaughter that sheep, before you slaughter it, that's an ibadah. You're reciting it, you're reciting the masnoon supplications, you're taking the name of Allah, which is compulsory. You do all of this, then you know that's an ibadah. So you want to give that sheep some water because you don't want it to suffer. Now imagine a human being is about to leave this world and how thirsty he could be. At that time, water comes to him and he says, no, give it to my Muslim brother. This is what you call, their focus was on the year after. Their focus was on the year after. I can forego my rights, but I must see my brother enjoying it. This was that. This is the opposite of jealousy, hasad. Hasad is such that whether you're going to enjoy that bounty or not, you can't tolerate to see that your brother or your sister must enjoy that. When we say brother, we say Muslim brother, Muslim sister, the one you are jealous of. So you can't tolerate to see them progress. You can't tolerate to see them with a particular bounty. Whether you get it or not, that's irrespective. So, but Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they wanted to see that their Muslim brother, their Muslim sister must enjoy that bounty whether they enjoy it or not. That is the difference. Outlining difference. Now understand what they had in front of them. It was these words. Now I'm saying to you, the words I'm saying, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Now you have to see then, you have to do some introspection to see how much of iman do I actually have in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they heard it, they saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they brought total iman in whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man kana fi hajati akhihi, a person who attends, a person who fulfills the needs of his brother, kana Allahu fi hajatihi, then Allah Azza wa Jal will fulfill his rights. He will fulfill his needs. First we said, look at this here. Let's go to the beginning of the hadith. Al-Muslimu akhul Muslimi. A Muslim is a brother to another Muslim. لا يظلمه. He does not cause him any oppression. ولا يسلمه. He does not hand him over to the enemy. من كان في حاجة أخيه, that person who attends, fulfills the needs of his brother, كان الله في حاجته, Allah عز وجل fulfills his needs. ومن فرج عن مسلم كربة, that person who removes a difficulty, that person who removes a difficulty from a Muslim, kurbatan is a difficulty, he removes it. What's the benefit for you? What's in store for you? What can you look forward to? What is it that Sahaba radiallahu anhum had this quality of ithar? They preferred others over themselves. It is this year, this yaqeen, this conviction. They had firstly that awareness of qiyamah, that qiyamah is in front of. And now I'm heading towards the end of my life, so now I have to prepare for that. So it's as if though everything that is happening, it's a reality, it's as if though it's taking place, it's going to take place. فَرَّجَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ بِهَا كُرْبَةً مِّن كُرَبِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. A person who attends, who removes a difficulty from his Muslim brother, Allah Azza wa Jal will remove one of the difficulties of the day of Qiyamah. Of the day of Qiyamah. This word, يوم القيامة, highlight, that this is a day of importance. I must see يوم القيامة. What can I do to remove a difficulty on that day? So now, will there be any ulterior motives? Let me see. Some people, when you assist others, they say, but why are you assisting him? You should just leave him. Let him struggle. Let him suffer. What must you go and help him? You're feeding him with that tomorrow. So have you forgotten that this year could save me from the day of Qiyamah, which is better than any financial benefit return? This is our objective. You have to have this intention, this worry, concern on that day. It's going to be so severe. I'm going to need something. Let me assist someone. My neighbor is going through some difficulty. Let me go and see how I can assist him. And here, وَمَنْ سَتَرَى مُسْلِمًا سَتَرَى اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. A person who conceals, or let's say, a person who conceals the fault of his Muslim brother, Allah Azza wa Jal will conceal, Allah Azza wa Jal will conceal his faults on the day of Qiyamah. Does this mean that any person, so let's give you an example. A person is drinking alcohol, you know about it, you've seen him. Now must you go and say it on the mics and make an alarm about it that so and so is drinking alcohol. He hasn't harmed anyone else. He hasn't interfered with anyone. In his own home, he did this action. You came to know about it. Must you now go and uncover, unveil his faults? No, you shouldn't do it. Cover it. But when this person now is drinking alcohol and he is now harming the wives of the husbands who are going to work, the husbands are going to work, the wives are at home, he is drinking alcohol, then he comes, they begs for money, then he slowly comes in the house, and then next thing, what is he doing? He's now rape, Allah forbid. He is now doing this heinous crime of raping our women folk. Are you then just going to keep quiet? No, now we have to make this elan that look, this person is doing this now. We have to search for protection now. We are going to work. We can't just sit at home and look after and sit and see if who's going to bring the money, then the income. So now we have to make a noise about it because now he's a threat to society. So can you see now when it comes for worldly benefits? Because if we make an elan, it's going to benefit us, right? So you're going to say worldly benefits to protect our worldly, our children, our wives. And yes, you must do this. We don't say don't. You must keep quiet about it. Do it. So likewise, when people are there out to snatch your deen, then you can't say conceal his fault. You can't say conceal his fault. This is major now. This, if I'm going to be robbed of my deen, that means on the day of Qiyamah, I'm going to be robbed of all mercy of Allah. Allah forbid. So we have to then expose. If a Shia comes in, if a person dressed in the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah dress, and he comes in, so you may ask, what's the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah dress? We're saying the Aqeedah. That is it. We're saying the Aqeedah of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. He comes in and he portrays this image, like we've seen many wolves coming in, portraying themselves to be the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. But then, when you come to find out their true colors, then you see, oh, okay, yes, now you've exposed yourself. But it's a gradual thing. You don't just identify it immediately. That is why our seniors come in and they put an end, a stop to say that this man here is harmful. You're going to consider him to be a dini. You're going to be consider him to be a person who is promoting inverted commas, sharia. But in actual fact, he's robbing you. So let's stop him. He can't stop him in his tracks. We want to protect the iman. So then you have to expose his faults. What has he done? This. Because why? He's a threat now to society. That's the difference. So, وَمَنْ سَتَرَى مُسْلِمًا. Yes, conceal the faults of your brothers, those who you interact with, those who are not a threat to society, those who are doing crimes, sins. Every person, I'm a sinner, you a sinner. Which person can say that they are not a sinner? Besides for the Anbiya alayhimus salam, who are ma'soom. Ma'soom, yes. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاؤُونَ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. Every son of Adam is a sinner, and the best of sinners are those who repent. That is why, إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Chapter 2, verse 22. Allah Azza wa Jal loves those who repent, continuously repent. Because we are continuously sinning, we cannot... Yes, even in our ibadat, we are still sinning because we are not doing it to the best of our ability. And to think that you are doing it, that is a sin in itself. To think that I'm so pure, that I'm doing it to the best. Yes, you're going to strive for it. But remember what Allah Azza wa Jal taught Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is the lesson for us all. That, إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر. Glorify the praises of your sustainer. And what must you do? Make istighfar. إنه كان توابا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is witnessing people coming into the fold of Islam. Groups after groups, forge their forge. But Allah Azza wa Jal gives him the instruction at the end, wastaghfir, and seek forgiveness from your sustainer. Innahu kana tawwaba. He is ever forgiving. That is Allah's quality. He loves to forgive and he loves those who repent. So this is what we need to have, is this quality to continuously ask Allah for forgiveness and not to think that we have done the best. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam built the Kaaba, and afterwards, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. O Allah, accept from us. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail alayhi salam, they do such a great action, but O Allah, you accept it from us. So, yes, conceal the faults of your brother. And encourage him to make tawbah. Do not conceal his faults. But as soon as he now becomes a threat to your family, to society, to your wealth, he's kidnapping, he's doing this, now you can't apply the same ruling. You would also agree on this, wouldn't you? So then the next hadith, hadith 234, that we'll come to inshallah tomorrow. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. Next we're going to go to our interview segment, and that is with Brother Ra'id. We're going to find out what is the latest there, inshallah.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.